Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Representative Greg Hartzell about the latest issues being discussed in the Iowa legislature. Well, first off, the Sanctuary City bill passed both the House and the Senate. First of all, Representative Hartzell, just kind of tell us what is included in that bill.
It ensures that local law enforcement, local municipalities, are cooperating with federal immigration authorities. You know, there's been kind of a trend going on across the country where, for whatever reason, local law enforcement or local municipalities, cities and counties, have adopted an ordinance or a policy not to cooperate and not to reach out to the federal immigration authorities if they suspect that someone might be in the country illegally. Unfortunately, that has resulted in some very dangerous criminals being let back out on the streets. There are situations all across this country where people's lives have been taken from them because local law enforcement didn't do their due diligence in contacting the federal authorities. And you know, in this post 9/11 environment, we would be appalled if local law enforcement said, "Hey, we're not going to reach out to the FBI or." U.S. Marshal's Office or Homeland Security or anyone like that, because that was one of the biggest things that was identified by Congress after 9/11 was the lack of cooperation between the various levels of law enforcement. So just like we would be outraged in that respect, it seems a little outrageous that local municipalities would not be cooperating, deliberately not cooperating with federal immigration authorities. So this bill is not, and it's been mischaracterized as, you know, we're forcing local counties and local cities to do the job of immigration. That is not true. That is blatantly false. It's just merely requiring them to cooperate, to reach out to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or also known as ICE. It's requiring them to reach out and make sure that there is not an outstanding warrant for that individual so that they're not re-released back into the public and potentially causing harm down the road.
Well, I know arguments say it unfairly targets minorities. They say they don't get cooperation from immigrants and law enforcement. All that goes away. And of course, there's also the Bill of Rights in there where privacy rights. What do you have to say against some of those arguments?
Well, certainly, and that's all. Those arguments are built upon the premise that this is just that local law enforcement is being asked to target certain minorities or certain. And again, that is also false. This only applies to people who are already in custody of law enforcement for committing some other serious crime. So this is not targeting. This is not profiling. It's just in a situation where someone is in custody of law enforcement. And again, this is not traffic stops. This doesn't pertain to people who are victims of crimes or even witnesses to a crime. They're all exempted from this law from this bill that was just passed. And so, not only I think this whole idea of just this catch and release of, you know, catching someone who has committed some other crime, and because the federal authorities know of other crimes that they've committed and asking the law enforcement to detain them up to 48 hours, which has been upheld by the courts in the Mendoza case in the Eighth Circuit, here is the circuit that we belong to, that they can be legally detained up to 48 additional hours, that's all they're asking. Allow for the federal authorities, to come and pick those folks up. Otherwise, not only you're putting citizens at risk, but you're also putting non-citizens and immigrants at risk as well, because these are dangerous people that are out on the street.
Let's talk about the governor signing Future Ready Iowa. Just kind of explain what that is.
And it's a plan to train Iowans for jobs of today and tomorrow, for the 21st century. And basically the goal of the Future Ready Iowa plan is to get at least 70% of Iowa workers having some form of post-secondary education, beyond high school by the year 2025. And that's a pretty aggressive goal, but we're trying to help Iowans earn credentials that prepare them for rewarding careers in advanced manufacturing and computer science and finance and healthcare and a whole host of other fields. And so that's it was a pretty big initiative that the governor put forth. And, you know, a lot of times we have some smaller type bills that are passed through the legislature with no opposition unanimously in both chambers, and that's not uncommon to see that. Something of this magnitude, something this size, it's kind of uncommon to see that it went through the both chambers passing unanimously. So it's a big win for the governor. It's a big win for the legislature. It's a big win for Iowans. I think it's trying to get our workforce up to speed on the new 21st century jobs and giving people more rewarding careers in a lot of high-tech industries, and also putting more money in their pockets.
Thanks to State Representative Greg Hartzell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.